الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. Those of you who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic is, we're going to talk about various aspects of fasting. Some people probably heard that Muslims fast during the month of Ramadan. Ramadan is spelled R-A-M-A-D-A-N. And that's one of the lunar calendars of month where we fast for either 29 days or 30 days. And so Allah instructed the Muslims to fast. So you all can open up your Quran. Either you can go to Quran.com, or you all know that one of the only texts that required for this class is a copy of Quran. And so you can open up to chapter 2, verse 185. Again, chapter 2, verse 185. And this particular chapter or verse, it mentions Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed as a guide for humanity with clear proofs of guidance and a decisive authority. So, whoever is present this month, let him fast. But whoever is ill or on a journey, then let them fast on an equal number of days after Ramadan. Allah intends ease for you, not hardship, so that you may complete the prescribed period and proclaim the greatness of Allah for guiding you, and perhaps you will be grateful. So this particular verse instructs us to fast, but of course, if, for example, we are sick or traveling, then we can stop fasting and make those days up later. And so some people, they continue to fast while they're sick or while they're traveling, but they have the option of not doing so and making the days up later. And so, but we are commanded in the Quran by Allah that we are to fast as Muslims. So let's move on. Now, the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing upon him, it was narrated by Abu Huraira, one of his companions, that he said, there has come to you Ramadan, a blessed month, which Allah, the mighty and sublime, has enjoined you to fast. In it is the gates of heaven, or heavens are open, and the gates of hell are closed, and every devil is chained up. In it, Allah has a night which is better than 1,000 months. Whoever is deprived of his goodness is indeed deprived. I'm going to go to this last portion first about really, it's called Laylatul Qadr. Like some call it the Night of Power, Night of Decree, different names. And so on this night, we can get up and we can pray and ask Allah for various things, then it is worth this particular night is worth a thousand months, which is about 83 years or so, just in its value. And also the gates of heaven is open wide during this month, and the gates of hell is closed, and the devil is chained up. A devil is chained up. And so I want to mention to you, Allah mentioned, or Rasul Salam, he mentioned that there comes to you a month, a blessed month. So there's a lot of blessings in this month and a joy in this month, and that we as Muslims are supposed to fast during this particular month, with no excuses for us not doing so. Because there's a penalty for a person that said, well, I'm not going to fast today intentionally. And then he has to pay a penalty, really, which is about 60 days of consecutive days. Not like I fast now, then later on I fast. No, 60 days, or it's basically 2 months in a row, they have to fast for each day that they intentionally miss for fasting. But I won't go into that because that's not the class for today. I want to go into some other aspects of fasting. Also about Abu Hurairah, he mentioned that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, whoever does not give up bad language and evil acts or actions, Allah is not in need of his leaving his food and drink, meaning Allah will not accept his fasting. And I want to mention something about food and drink. That's what we don't do or do not do. We, as for example, when we fast from sun up to sundown, so the sun comes, we can eat as long as we want, as much as we want, while the sun is up. But once the sun is down, we can eat as much as we want. But once the sun comes up, we have to stop eating. And during that time, we cannot drink anything, and we cannot eat anything, nor can we have sexual intercourse with our spouses. And we also have to remember that we are not to have to say bad words, bad actions, evil words during that period. We shouldn't do those things anyway, but during this time of fasting, we should not do so. And Allah will not accept our fasting. Allah has no need for our fasting if we're going to continue to do bad actions. So I'm going to move on, my students, to the next thing. And that is, we have to guard our lisan, our tongue, when we're fasting. And as I mentioned before, about saying bad things or bad speech while we are fasting. And it was related by, again, the same person, Abu Hurairah, and that he mentioned that the Prophet Muhammad, and peace and blessing upon him, he said, when any one of you gets up in the morning in a state of fasting, he should neither use obscene language nor do an act of ignorance. And if anyone slanders him or quarrels with him, he should say, I am fasting. And so we see from this, the person, if you're fasting, a person want to get into argument, go back and forth with you, and that you just merely say, I'm fasting. Don't go back and forth with him or her. I remember just one time personally I had to do this with a person, and they wanted to go back and forth. And then I had to say to them, because that was during Ramadan, I was fasting, and I had to say to them, I'm fasting. This conversation is over. Us going back and forth is over. I don't like doing that anyway, personally, going back and forth with people. And I really do that with people. And that I had to say that I'm fasting, because it seemed like to me they wanted to argue. They wanted to go back and forth, and I don't do that anyway. A blessing from Allah, and also praise be to Allah. And also, I had my out were going back and forth with them just to say, I'm fasting, I'm fasting, and they want to continue, that's up to them. I'm not engaging in that type of activity. And so we want to go to some of the one of the virtues of fasting. We said when I go to the virtue of fasting, or the chapter I'm talking about, Babel for the Siyam. Siyam is fasting. And so again, Abu Huraira, he reported that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, every good deed of the son of Adam, which is us, we're children of Adam, will be multiplied. A good deed receiving tenfold to 700-fold reward. Allah, the exalted, the majestic, has said, with the exception of fasting, for it is done for me, and I will give a reward for it. For the one abandoning his passion and food for my sake, there's two joys, and there's two occasions of joy. One who fasts, meaning joy when he breaks it, when he breaks his fast, and joy when he meets his Lord. And the breath of an observer of fasting is sweeter to Allah than the fragrance of musk. And so a lot of stuff going on, a lot going on here. And I'm going to unpack some of it, which, of course, we get reward tenfold, alhamdulillah, we get the reward. Hundreds, maybe tenfold to 700-fold. But the thing is, Allah gives the blessings for fasting. We get the reward from Allah for fasting when abandons his food or abandons his passion. And the greatness of a person is two joys. One, the person breaks his fast or her fast, and one is meeting Allah. And no Muslim should become, a person who is fasting should become upset because their breath is different for a fasting person. And don't think that your breath is bad. Your breath is sweeter to Allah than the fragrance of musk. It's a great thing. It's a good smell to it, to Allah, a person who is fasting. So don't become like, no, I'm fasting, this is a bad thing. No, it's a very good thing, that because your breath changes. So let me move on, my beautiful students. And I mentioned this slightly before, but I want to mention it again, is that it was mentioned by one of the Prophet's companions that paradise, the Prophet, may peace be upon him, said, in paradise there is a gate which is called Rayyan, through which only the people who fast will enter on the day of resurrection. None else will enter along with them. It will be proclaimed, where are the people who fast that they should be admitted into it? And when the last of them will enter, it will be closed and no one will enter it. So we all want to go through that door, that gate. I want to go to any gate, really, but the gate of Rayyan is the gate for only the people who are fasting, and it'll be announced, okay, where are the people who fast that they should be admitted into the gate, or into paradise through this gate. And so they all will enter, and then once the last one enter, the gate will close and never be opened again. And so we all want to go through that gate. And so also I want to mention is that people may see Muslims, and this is for my students who may not understand this or know this, and so they're gonna be a certain way, or when they're fasting, is that they're gonna be for students, for example, that are in school, they're gonna be a little bit tired from maybe they've been up praying most of the night, or going to prayers most of the night, or because they break their fast late at night, and so they eat late, And so you have to, so I hope, I pray that the teachers and others would understand this and be a little bit lenient for those who are fasting, those students who are fasting and going to class. They may not be as alert because of what the fast draws out of them or takes out of them. And so I just wanted to mention that as an aside to understand about the whole thing regarding fasting. So let me move on. Also, it was related by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri is that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, every servant of Allah who observes fast for a day in the way of Allah, Allah will remove because of this day his face further from the fire of hell to the extent of 70 years distance. And so I just want to mention this to my students that you understand that a person just one day fasting, and that Allah will remove his face far away from the hellfire, like a distance of 70 years. Allah will take you away from the hellfire. And so we want this. None of us want to be in hellfire. Look at listen to some of my previous episode where I talk about the hellfire and what takes place in the hellfire, and share it with your friends or family some of my previous episodes. Not because it's from me. It's just that maybe they will learn something, pick something up, or you all can discuss it. And go to a place of worship, a mosque, a Muslim mosque, and go to there and ask the imam or the leadership there or the local scholars there maybe more about the hellfire, or maybe more about fasting, so you can learn more than from me. I will not be your only source, of fasting or information. And so I want to also mention one other thing to you all, and that is, again, related by Abu Huraira, that the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, he said, Allah the Exalted, the Majestic, said, every act of the son of Adam is for him, except for Siyam, the fasting, which is exclusively for me. I will reward him for it. Fasting is a shield. And I had mentioned a shield before, because when you fast, Allah takes you 70 years of distance away from the hellfire. It shields you from the hellfire. Well, any one of you is observing fast, he should neither indulge in obscene language, nor should he raise his voice. And if any one reviles him or says bad things or want to quarrel with him, he says to him, as I mentioned before, I'm fasting. By him in whose hand is the soul of Muhammad is the breath of one observing on Siyam is sweeter to Allah than the fragrance of musk. The one who fasts experiences true joy. He feels pleasure when he breaks the fast, and he is joyful by virtue of his fast when he meets his Lord. I just want to repeat what I said earlier, sort of summarize what I said throughout this particular lesson or what I said earlier, and that I want you all to take it in and understand about fasting, aspects of fasting. And maybe some of your Muslim friends don't know this. So you can talk with them, say you're non-Muslim, for example, and talk to them about fasting. And maybe even inform them about something they may not even know. Either they're new Muslim or they never learned it. And then you can inform them and discuss with them about fasting. And they may even say to you, oh, I didn't know that. Or, yeah, I knew that, and let me add something more to it. Or go to the Muslim scholars at the masjid and find out more about fasting and about the month of Ramadan, which I may not cover in this particular lesson, because this lesson is a very short lesson. And so, my beautiful students, I want to thank you so much for listening to what I had to say and attending the class. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.